ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Okay, I am a skincare addict and junkie, so I'm really excited about today's interview with Jordan Harper, who is the founder and CEO of Barefaced. If you don't know Barefaced, you should. I have been using them in my pregnancy, and I'm excited to use it postpartum because they have a lot of melasma-oriented products, which I talk about all the time on my Instagram. So we're going to learn about Barefaced as a skincare line and also how Jordan Harper did it with four kids. So let's jump right in with Jordan. You always like hear about how when you're pregnant and even if you're like in the time period of having kids or wanting or thinking you're having more kids, you kind of are being told by a lot of people that you just kind of have to deal with not having clean and clear skin. But your brand is having completely different language.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's why. So I started the brand after I'd had my, so I have four kids now. I started the brand after I had my first and she was about 8 months old. I was pregnant with my second, already had one. And I think that's why we have such a large pregnancy, kind of honestly, like exactly what your podcast is, before, during, after, like that's us, but on the skincare side, because they were really like walking with me through that journey. You typically like start to follow people on Instagram that maybe you're in a similar phase of life. And so my whole message, which is also true, is like, you don't have to like neglect yourself while you're pregnant. And I think there's so much like fear mongering that goes on. And so yes, there's a handful of things you need to stop using when you're pregnant. But like, as far as, you don't need to like not boost cellular turnover. You just need to modify just like a handful of products. But I think a lot of this messaging is, it's like, nope, just stop everything, you know? And then if you do pregnancy a series of times, if you have four kids, that's like potentially 5 to 10 years where you're just like neglecting yourself. And it just doesn't have to be like that.
I remember when I had my first daughter and it was like in the thick of COVID. And then I went to the dermatologist for the first time to do like my yearly skin check. And I was like, well, what can I do about, you know, like my melasma? And she was like, nothing until you're completely done having kids, because it's going to come back. It's not worth it. And you just kind of have to accept the fact that your skin's going to look that way until you've decided to close the chapter of having kids.
Mm-hmm. Who said that? Your dermatologist?
My dermatologist. And I was like, what?
You're like, I know. Yeah, it's, but okay, so that's not true. Like, but the reality and part of this, I kind of understand, because melasma has a hormone component associated with it. And so it does tend to be at its worst during pregnancy because we're getting that massive surge of hormones. So I hear that, but it's also, are you going to, and there's also no cure to melasma. So it doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. You probably, if you are melasma prone, where do you see it? Like mid-face? Forehead.
Here and then like weirdly under my eyes, like right here. And I mean, anybody who's followed me knows I'm like psycho about SPF, which is why I actually really love your SPF, because it's like such a great daily SPF to wear with like a light tint. But I never, I mean, my face is never in the sun, even living in Los Angeles. And the fact that a lot of the melasma, especially when you're pregnant, is heat
induced.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, then what are you supposed to just schedule to not be pregnant in the summer months?
Like, well, you know, I know it is hard. It's like, it's some of that is just, especially the areas that you're noticing. And I know women who like their upper lip is like a big area of concern.
Yeah.
You know, rightly so, because it makes them feel like they have a mustache. Well, they'll carry either like a frozen water bottle, ice roller. You know, if you can just keep that area cold. So if you are outside, because heat, I mean, being exposed to the heat, unless you are living in an Arctic tundra, you know, it's really hard. It's not just sun exposure. And I think that's really frustrating for people because they're out of the sun, but they're still getting flare-ups. You think about just getting in a hot car, a hot shower, a sauna, hot yoga. So it's not just like about the weather being hot. It's like activity based too. And you don't need to like not do the things that you love. But if you're like really trying to minimize it, keeping something cool is really helpful. So that way those areas aren't overheating because the melasma and the pigment is just triggered. It's like an inflammatory response and your body's like protecting itself. And that's the way, that's its like mechanism of doing that. But we don't like that.
I started like every morning, I ice my face for a mm-hmm. while just to like wake up. But I did notice, especially in the summer, like it gave me such relief on my face. And then when I learned that it wasn't just sun, like it wasn't just caused by the sun, but it was also caused by just heat in general, I was like, this is a real pickle I've found myself in.
I know. Well, and there's certain other things. So for melasma specifically, which so many women struggle with, and it's like so frustrating because in the winter months, you can experience a little bit of a reprieve from it. Mm-hmm. And I think about curating your like skincare routine, pregnant or not, around protection in the summer. And so that doesn't just mean sunscreen and like sun avoidance, also including antioxidants like vitamin C is really, really powerful because it's going to fight some of that free radical damage. And it's going to boost the efficacy of your sunscreen, and not just any sunscreen. A sunscreen with a tint is also better than a sheer sunscreen. So iron oxides, which are in tinted sunscreen, they provide that universal, that nice tint that really you like from a, you know, aesthetic perspective as well, but it also helps to block visible light.
I love knowing that because like my sister sometimes will be like, why are you putting on tinted sunscreen in the morning? Like you're just going down to drop your kid off at school. And I'm like, I'm putting it on because it makes me feel good, but also because I've heard that it's more beneficial for blocking out certain rays when you do have melasma prone skin. I want to go back because when you mentioned to me that you started this company when your daughter was 8 months old and you were pregnant with your second, which is like very close.
Yeah.
to being pregnant that fast. But I've talked to a couple different people who have had, you know, just based on experiences, if it's a postpartum product, if it's a pregnancy product, launching products in this, you know, postpartum period is not the easiest time to be jumping into launching a company and also a company that has done as well as yours. So can you talk us through what that was like and the decision process behind the timing there?
Yeah, totally. So, and outside of the pregnancy, my husband at this point, while I'm kind of ideating about the business, he's finishing dental school and then he's going to residency. So some of the reason why Barefaced even started was because I was forced to take risks to take care of my family. Because my husband, if residency, dental school, like you're not really making money. And so, you know, as at this point, I'm the sole provider for our family. And I've been working as a nurse practitioner for years, seeing patients. And then he gets selected for a residency outside of Charleston, where South Carolina, where we had been living. And it at the time, that was like devastating to me. I had spent 7 years growing my patient base. And that was really like, I thought my future, having, you know, having my own practice, seeing patients in office. And then my plan was to just have a skincare line that I offered to them. Well, he got selected for a residency completely out of Charleston. And that was like shook my world, rocked my world. So I have this 8-month-old pregnant with my second kid, which was unexpected, but you know, you just roll with it. Women figure it out. And then I was like, okay, I've got to figure out a way to continue to provide for my family. And so it forced me to take a risk because I was really comfortable in my office setting, treating patients. It was like, it was the norm. And so if we had stayed in Charleston and if he had matched his residency there, I don't think I would have started Barefaced because, or it wouldn't be what it is today. And I had to really put everything into that. One, because, so we had moved to Augusta, Georgia, which is a really small town. We know no one. And I have this 8-month-old, you know, I'm in that phase where you're like that first 12 weeks of also getting pregnant, which is never fun for anyone, I don't think, where you just don't feel great.
Yeah.
But I also like have to provide for my family. And him being in residency is something we agreed upon. Like that was nothing that like he surprised me and like I didn't know. Like this is something I signed up for too, but it doesn't mean like I don't have to figure out ways to take care of the family during this time. And so some of that was just like the necessity of the situation. And I feel like that gave me the drive almost, and honestly becoming a mom, knowing like the pressure of that kind of gave me the drive to do that.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
How did you do that though with a newborn and newly pregnant and, you know, a new location and this idea to start a company with the passion behind skincare and wanting to also make that successful? Like, what was that like? Were you overwhelmed? Was there ever a thought of like, I'm just not going to do this because it's just too much? Because I feel like that would be anyone's mindset of what they would experience or what they would face is like, this is too much. I'm not going to do this.
But right. Yes.
Went through with it.
And I always think of like, what do they say? Like the only way to eat an elephant is one bite at a time. And now looking back, when I see like, so we're 4.5 years old, looking back, and if I had known what I know now back then, I probably would have never done it because it is every day. It feels like an uphill battle, but I feel like a part of being naive and not knowing, I didn't know anything about running a business. I had worked in medical practices, hospitals. I had no idea. I had the medical training and I had the knowledge to know what the need was. I treated thousands of patients and I had the idea because they gave me the idea. It was thousands of different patients. And then also in my online community kind of expressing to me concerns, questions about the skincare space. And so that's what really propelled me to take the step to create the line, because they had kind of like given me the idea. And I always say, like, I don't think I'm creating these like ideas out of nothing, but I do see opportunities and I'm a problem solver. And so I listened over years and years of my patients' issues with skin. And then that's kind of like what gave me the idea. And so by the time I kind of like made the steps to launch the business, I really knew I was solving a problem. So I knew it'd be successful. But to answer your question, like, how did I finally like go through with it? A couple things. One, I feel like I'm a person that like, I love accountability and I can really thrive with accountability. And so once I started kind of like posting about the journey, a lot of that, like, and on social. And so I'm sharing that with, you know, I can't even remember how many followers I had back then, but sharing that with patients. And so that's something I want to be a person of my word. Small example, working out. I'm not going to work out just to work out, but if I have an accountability partner or if I paid for a workout class and signed up for it, I'll show up. And so I know for myself, if I need to get something done, I've got to make myself accountable. And sometimes that's from an online space, whether I'm talking about something and sharing it and knowing that like people are going to come back and say, did she really do it? And so having accountability really in all aspects of my life is like what made me probably continue to follow through. And then I also had made a financial investment in that too. So I was like, I really went all in. And so at that point it's almost like there was no turning back.
Right. And then by the time you had your second, what phase of launching your company?
Oh my gosh, that was a crazy time. So yeah. I launched in January, 2020, and I had my second May, 2020. And so, you know, January, 2020, the world's normal. March 2020, the world is in shambles.
Disaster. Yeah.
And so it was really, and at that point we had 4 employees. It's still very small. Like before I started Barefaced, I had worked at offices. And so my time was pretty, you know, set every day. So it was like, I know I'm seeing patients 8 to 5 every day. So then on the flip side of that, when you're in entrepreneurship, you make your schedules, which is good and bad because you can work all day. You know, the work never stops. So you could be working till 10 p.m. And so finding that balance, and I don't think of like work-life balance. It's really to me like work-life integration, because work is such a big part of my life. And it's like, there's no balance. There's seasons. And so sometimes work can be really, really heavy. And sometimes it's not as heavy. And just knowing, like, I basically have, so I started time blocking after probably 3 or 4 months after I started Bareface, because I felt just so overwhelmed with my schedule and so overwhelmed with being a mom, being present. And I noticed that I just wasn't feeling present at all. Mm-hmm. And that mental fatigue that we all know about being a mother, because even if you have people helping you in your life, the mental fatigue is something that you just, the mental load is crazy. And right. So trying to get control of that. So then in the moments when I'm at work, I can be present and do a good job. And the moments when I'm at home, I can be present with my husband and my kids. And so I started time blocking and like really getting a hold of my schedule. And that was really transformative for me, because it allows me to be present, because otherwise I can always be thinking about something. And so mm-hmm. as long as I know everything has pretty much been thought of in my day and from a week's glance as well, then I know that I can be more present in the day to day. So like when I list out, I have like a handful of books that I read yearly to like reset. So one is Essentialism. I don't know if you've ever read it. It's very good. It just, it kind of encompasses this philosophy that I love too, called less but better, because like we can't do it all. Right. And you need to choose like what's most valuable to you in the life that you want to create. And then I also read Atomic Habits. So I kind of start with Essentialism because that kind of helps me to reset, like, what is most important to me? Who do I want to be? And what's the life I want to like create for myself? And then Atomic Habits is really helpful at like resetting your day to day. We have so many habits that we don't even know. We're not even paying attention. And like little ones, like if you're sitting and parking your car, are you just on your phone for 20 minutes? Or there's little things throughout the day that we're doing that kind of sabotage our time if we're not careful. And so really taking like ownership of the time that I have has been, I mean, honestly, it's probably been the only way I've been able to do it, because I want to be present in the day to day. That to me is like what success is. Yeah. Being present and being like fully alive in the moment that you're in. And that's something that, I mean, I'm always resetting and like trying to do.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
When you talk about time blocking, can mm-hmm. you elaborate on what that is? Because I feel like there are so many people who struggle with, if they're starting a company, you don't have 9 to 5 and you clock out, as you're saying, right. Like it can bleed into family time, dinner time, bedtime, drop off time. Like it bleeds into a lot of different times that take you out of being present. So the idea that you came up with a routine or a structure that allowed you to be present in those moments, I think is really helpful for people to hear how that worked.
Yeah. So the first thing, and I love talking about time blocking. So I'm glad we're talking about it. The first thing before like even starting to time block is figuring out what's your priorities. And so like high level, I have 4 main priorities. The number one in order, number one is myself, then my family, then my job, and then my friends. And so everything kind of runs through that filter. And I think, especially as women, we get obviously, like, you know, I would give my life for my child. So like, it's not saying like, it's the way that like, I have to make sure I'm taking care of myself and making sure I'm doing those things, like, whether it's like making sure I'm eating healthy, sleeping good, doing that. So then I can be present and show up for my family and for my team at work. When I think about that, like lens, when you're saying like things can bleed into, to me, work bleeds into everything. And, you know, family can too. But if I know my family trumps my work, then I have to be really intentional about not letting it bleed into that, because work wants to like take all the time. Right. And obviously kids do too. But I know like my kids are more important to me than my work. And so if there's a need, if they need me for something, they trump. And I have to figure out time to get my work done later. I'm not going to let my work, you know, sabotage the like showing up for my kids or for my husband.
So then how does that work though? Like if you are, especially with your age grouping of children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's hard to do because there's also a period of time there where you have all the kids home and they're all going to want and have different needs of you as a mother. And the routines are crazy. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't work.
Sure. Yeah.
But also, you know, carving out the time to also pay attention to your husband, to make sure that that's a priority, pay attention to your friends, make sure you're not just go, go, go every single day, all day long, and taking moments for yourself. Because so many people struggle with that with young kids of like, you're going, 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 and your work life starts being mm-hmm. impacted. Then your mother life starts being impacted. Your friends are all neglected. Your significant other is neglected. Like, how do you keep that in check every week? Or is it a daily thing?
No, I would say weekly, because daily you're kind of like not checking all those boxes for me at least.
Yeah.
So when I look at my week, I look at it from like a week glance of like, what are the things that I want to accomplish this week? And I need to make sure in there, I at least have maybe an hour and a half to like have one-on-one time with my husband. And maybe that happens over a period of 3 days. Maybe it's 30 minute increments because we're both tired at the end of the day. He's in a residency. So he's in the hospital. He works crazy hours. And so there is intentional amount of time that we have to show up for each other just to like check in. That's one thing that I try to like lay out my week, and I break it out hour to hour. And you're right, routines don't always work, but I do have my life set up in like a routine, because that way we at least know for the most part, we can like abide by these routines. And so I try to make sure, and my kids are in preschool and then kindergarten. And so I want to be there when they get home. I want to be there. My twins still take naps during the day. So I kind of make my work schedule around their schedule so I can make sure I'm having moments of quality time with them. And then one morning a week, I won't go to work until 12. So I can just be with my twins and just have one-on-one time with them because they're two. And so I would say I look at my, every day is not the same, but I do have like more days. Like I'm saying, like one day a week, I'll not go to work till 10 and or 12. And then other days I have for work, they're my meeting days. I have maker days where I'm like heads down, not in meetings, focusing on vision for the business, focusing on like, what's the best thing I can do to show up for the business. So I batch my time and then I block my time. So I know like, and then I have to also leave open time, like flex time. So it kind of like, it sounds, I don't want to just sound overwhelming because it's really not, but it like, it makes your life kind of like eating that elephant. You're just doing it slowly.
Are you a scheduler? Like you write out your schedule and your tasks, or are you a, like, how do you schedule? What's your scheduling vibe?
Yeah. So I use this planner called Full Focus. I've used it for the past couple of years. And
oh, yes.
Have you heard of it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I also like it because there's a spot in that planner that adds every week you reflect and you kind of like, what are your 3 to 5 wins from the last week? Certain things, I'm not a reflector naturally. I'm just going. I got to get stuff done. We got to go, go, go. Mm-hmm. And I love that it makes you reflect because I don't know if you do, if you're familiar with the Enneagram, but I love the Enneagram. And it talks about like the core of why you do the things that you do. And I just love being able to feel like I understand why I do certain things. And for me, part of, I am definitely prone to being working too much, which is good for the business, but not good for my life. So that's something that I really have to like pull myself back and reset and make sure that I'm not like leaning in, especially after the kids go down. Do I want to work for 3 hours or do I need to make sure to, you know, be intentional about spending some time with my husband? So I have to like this reflection time of like, what's the person I want to be? Did I spend that quality time with my husband? Did I read? Because I want to be a person that reads regularly. And it makes you like kind of go through these little checkpoints to be like, oh shoot, I didn't do that this week, but I can. So it kind of, it brings awareness to stuff that you kind of in the back of your mind, you're like, yeah, I'm doing that. Yeah, I'm doing that. But you're not. And so I love that reflection. And then I have my schedule written out, and it's a quarterly planner. My schedule does probably change more frequently than that. And I also have it printed out in my office. I'm like, I can see it right now. And so it kind of tells me like, this is when I need to create content. This is when I need to be ready to film. This is when I need to ideate for content. This is when I need to work on the business side of things as far as like meeting with my team. So it's written, but I also, there's flex in there as well, because, you know, there are weekly changes, especially with kids and travel and that kind of stuff.
For people who are wanting to create a business or listen to your story and think, oh, I can do that too, or I want to do that too, I just don't know where to start. As an entrepreneur, what would you say is like the most important thing before starting a business that you would advise people to do?
I would say if you have that entrepreneurial spirit and you know you want to start a business, if you're not sure what kind of business you want to start, I would just kind of do a check with yourself on what is the thing that people ask me about the most. Because I have a lot of people that ask me, like, I want to start a business. I don't know what to be about. And what is the thing that you feel like people are asking you about the most? And the first thing I would do, and I think it's an amazing time of life that we live in, is I would just start posting on social, see if it tracks. Because there's no reason to invest in something financially, especially until you know if it's meeting a need or if there's, you know, interest there. And so I would start posting it on social. And so then that way, if you are launching a product eventually or a service of any kind, at least you know it's going to resonate with people. And so you're not just taking that jump without knowing if it even tracks. And I also think listening. So social to me is, that's how I started Bareface, is really posting on social and then getting my feedback from my patients and then online community. And then from there, kind of curated the entire idea of Barefaced to serve them. And so I knew I was meeting a need. And so I didn't have investors. I took out 5 credit cards that were 0% interest and put our first kind of like pre-order on that. And I remember I had to pay, and at the time, I mean, we had no savings. My husband's in dental school. We have student debt. I have student debt for my MP school. So it was something that I just felt so confident in it because of the years and like because of my experience with my patients. But I would say, so I took out 5 credit cards. I didn't even know like the concept of getting an investor or anything like that. And then I also did pre-orders. And so that combo of like doing my initial deposit and then pre-orders for my community, because I had already built up that trust, it also kind of fueled the demand for it by doing the pre-orders. That's kind of like how the business started. It was like taking that risk of, you know, that credit card and then pre-orders. And then that kind of like kicked everything off.
When it comes to the category of skincare, obviously there's a lot of different skincare brands out there. What made you think that yours was going to be able to stand alone and be successful and different from everything else?
I started thinking very small in the fact of who I was going to treat. And I knew that based on the patients that I treated in office, that this was solving a problem for them. So our mantra is less but better. And our aim is to simplify your routine and be the core of your routine. So you want your skincare routine to protect, prevent, repair, and correct. And so we are basically like the core of your routine. And then if you want to add toppings to that, think of a pizza. Like we're going to make your pizza. We're your pizza. Yeah. And then if you want to be fancy and add toppings and masks and like, but we're going to make sure your skin is protected. Like we're going to prevent premature skin aging, repair at night to boost cellular turnover, keep the skin healthy and prevent. And so when I think about Barefaced, I think there's a lot of skincare in there, but we've also done, each product does a lot. So the goal is that, you know, you're not having to use a 10-step routine every night. And when I think about like the difference, not only do the products stand alone, we have a 90% returning customer rate, which industry standard in skincare is like 25%.
Yeah.
We also educate. And I think that comes from my background. So I wanted Barefaced from an online perspective to basically be like, if you don't want to go to, you know, if you're not able to go into an office or, you know, and a lot of people, maybe they get Botox or maybe they get treatments, but they're not regularly going in to see a skincare professional. And so I wanted Barefaced to be something that we have the products that are results driven, but we're also walking you through the process. And we provide a ton of education on our platforms, but we're also a resource. I have a team of skincare professionals that answers every DM, text, and email. And I'm talking like people will ask not just about our products. We're not there to sell our products. Our customer service team, we're there to recommend what is best for their skin type. And so we also invested in AI skin quiz. So that's going to like analyze, you take a selfie, it analyzes your skin. One, because a lot of people don't really understand their skin type. And so they're answering questions and you might have two pimples and you think you have cystic acne. And so your routine is going to be different, but the AI skin quiz is going to actually give you a true indicator of like, here's your skin, here's some products and routine around that. But I think the handholding, I feel like when I go to get my hair done or when I go work out, I just want them to tell me what to do. These are my goals. This is what I, you know, this is what my hair looks like. This is what my body looks like. How can I be healthy? And so we want to be that expert for you and kind of like eliminate that mental load. And so you can trust like an expert's taking care of your skin so you can have a simplified routine and go on living life. And so I think that handholding along with the products is really what makes our brand different.
I feel like also something that is intriguing to me about your skincare line is it's super simple. Like there's not 100 different products for me to choose from. It's very like, this is what you're going to use and what you're going to do. And then the fact that you guys have, that you take into consideration people at different phases of life, like pregnant, postpartum, people who are mindful of maybe wanting to get pregnant, like all the different phases of life. And then people also who have no interest in that part of life and just want their skin to look really good is a really hard thing to do that I think you guys have done really well in a unique way. Because as I said in the beginning of this interview, like I was very much so told like, that's just how your skin's going to have to be when you're pregnant or when you're in those years of wanting to have kids. And the idea that that's like not true is very exciting for me.
So. Yeah, I know it is exciting. Yeah. And I think like, what you're saying, I want to meet people where they are. And so I think that's definitely, and that really comes from, I think the empathy and the understanding of seeing patients in office for so many years, it's very vulnerable. You know, it's very vulnerable going in and kind of expressing your skin is what you're projecting out there into the world.
Yeah,
and so,
sure.
You know, feeling comfortable in your skin is a huge part of feeling comfortable putting yourself out there. And so meeting people where they're at and like hearing, I understand, and I've struggled with acne. I've struggled with rosacea. Part of that, yes, I understand. And I've also seen it firsthand and how it impacts people in a way that, I mean, there's nothing more inspiring than getting, whether it's reviews or just like messages and emails saying like, you know, I've never felt comfortable in my skin until now. And part of Barefaced, what actually made me want to pick this name is because of the meaning of Barefaced means unashamed and like not wearing a mask. I didn't mean to launch it in 2020 when masks were everything, but the thought of like not wearing a mask and like hiding behind something because, you know, and I'm not against makeup. I love wearing makeup, but it's like your makeup can only look so good if your skin isn't there. So it's like, it's about the inside and, you know, the outside. And I want to feel confident in my life. And I feel like that's something where that's where my expertise is, where I feel like I can support women feeling confident in their journey and meeting them where they're at.
I love that that's like your mentality. And I also aesthetically love everything about your brand.
Good.
So thank you so much for that. And thank you again for just like taking into consideration the pregnancy and postpartum time with actual products that work and that have results, because it's so rare. I mean, this is like my third pregnancy and I'm like, the fact that this is just now hitting me, I think, and you know, like I'm obsessed with skincare. So I think that it's awesome. And I love hearing about your story and your journey and just watching people's transformations are like wild. So thank you so much for sharing everything.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you so much to Jordan Harper for taking time today to chat with us all things Barefaced and starting a company, having a successful company, time management with four kids, and just all things hyperpigmentation, which you know I'm really into. So thanks to Jordan.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Save big money on all your electrical needs at Menards. From wire to tools, testers, and more, Southwire is the perfect choice for your next electrical project. They offer innovative products to help you get your project done right. Hurry in today and save big on all Southwire products at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week.
Save big.